What does the gospel mean to you?
Gospel, what it means to me is freedom, hope, salvation.
You're listening to the Sunday Night Stream from Eternity Socials.
God gave me you for the ups and
downs. I try to fathom my Father above, to swim the depths of his unfailing love. But every attempt I cannot deny, I raise my hand, yeah, I still wonder why. Why he would leave all the praises above, down to earth he did humbly come, to a virgin who cradles the womb, who hangs the stars, yeah, who fashioned the sun. Such a sinner as I, remove my rags and will clothe me in white, make me a joint heir with Jesus on high. I raise my hands, yeah, I still wonder why. Why he would leave all the praises above, down to earth he did humbly come, rose a third and is seated on high. Yeah, I'll sing in the sweet by and by. Life is fading, each breath we're taking, each step we're making. And time's not waiting on you. But I'm not living for the same things, this kingdom's falling. Lord, I'm waiting on you. Life is fading, each breath we're taking, each step we're making. And time's not waiting on you. But I'm not living for the same things, this kingdom's calling. Lord, I'm waiting.
Welcome along to the latest live stream from Eternity Socials Sunday night stream, and well, tonight it is just a video. We're not live tonight. I have had a hectic weekend. I'm out again tonight, so I can't be here to do the whole thing live. But what we have done on this Sunday afternoon here is pre-recorded it. So just gone 1 o'clock for me, and we have a packed show. We have a couple of guys from Methody CU or SU getting involved with the show. They'll be sharing a bit with us a little bit later on. And of course, we ran a competition during the week there from the last stream, and you had a week in which to listen and then figure it out and enter. And we will be giving away Ren Collective's latest album to a winner of that one there. So a lot of stuff coming up over the course of the next, 45 minutes or so. We'll cut this one a little bit shorter as well, as we're not live. But hopefully you guys are listening and you are enjoying what we've heard so far. Kicked it off then with a local band, All That Is, sort of Show fronted there by Mark Wright on vocals, and a great songwriter he is as well, and that song was called Home to Glory. They're a great band, go and check them out. They do a lot of work for us at Eternity Socials through our open airs, and they are great. Go and check them out, they're on Spotify, and you can see some of their music videos filmed locally here in County Antrim as well. Get them on YouTube, all that is, you can't go wrong with them. So yeah, we'll drag a few songs in, keep them going over the next hour or so, or 45 minutes, and we have a few requests that come in during the week, we'll get them played. But as it is American sort of Independence Day weekend across the pond, I thought I would kick this next song off from the Casts and Crowns, of course, an American worship band, and a retro one of theirs back from 2006 or 7, I would guess. And this is American Dream.
All work, no play may have made Jack a dull boy, but all work, no guy has left Jack with a lost soul. But he's moving on full steam, he's chasing the American dream. He's gonna give his family a finer thing. Not this time, son, I've no time to waste. Maybe tomorrow we'll have time to play. And then he slips into his new BMW and drops farther and farther and farther away. 'Cause he works all day and tries to sleep at night. He says things will get better, better in time. So he his own two hands, and he pours all he has in a castle made with sand. But the wind and the rain are coming crashing in. Time will tell just how long his kingdom stands. His kingdom stands. This American dream is beginning to seem more and more like a nightmare with every passing day. Daddy, can you come to my game? Oh, baby, please don't work late. Another wasted weekend and they are slipping away. 'Cause he works all day and lies awake at night. Tells them things will get better, just take a little more time. So he works and he builds with his own two hands, and he pours all he has in a castle made with sand. But the wind and the rain are coming crashing in. Time will tell just how long his kingdom stays. This kingdom stays. He used to say whoever died with the most toys wins, but if it loses its soul, what has it gained in the end? I take a shack on a rock over a castle in the sand. Now he works all day and cries alone at night. Getting any better, looks like it's running out of time. 'Cause he worked and he built with his own two hands, and he poured all he had in a castle made with sand. But the wind and the rain are coming crashing in. Time will tell just how long his kingdom stays. Yeah. All they really wanted was you. All they really wanted was you. All they really wanted was you.
Tired of listening to the same old, looking for a rescue?
I will rescue you.
We're taking your request live on the Sunday night stream from Eternity Socials.
For God so loved the world,
come on,
that he gave his only son, and whosoever believes will not perish, they shall have eternal life.
We believe it, God.
I shall hold to the cross. I shall hold to God alone, for his love has salvaged me. For his love has set me free.
For God.
For God. I shall wait upon the Lord. I shall wait upon his word, and by his grace I am released, and by his grace I am redeemed.
Hillsong worship there. God so loved, came in the request during the week there, and really glad to have people getting in touch and involved with the show. And over the course of the last month, maybe 6 weeks, we have been blessed with having a couple of folks around the country then recording kind of like a little bit about what's going on in their life at the minute, what God is saying to them through his word, and a favorite worship piece. And we're continuing that tonight, as we do most weeks now. We try and get something lined up, and tonight we have two girls girls from Methody, CU, and they're going to take part. We're going to hear from them in a minute. Next week, all being well, we have a live stream takeover. Do you remember a week or two ago, Coaching for Christ were involved? Well, we have another sporting organisation taking part. They've sent us in around about six or so clips, so it's a fair chunk. So we'll call it a live stream takeover, I guess. But I'll tell you a bit more about them after this. We're going to hear from our first person from MethICU. This is Catherine, and this is what she had to say for us.
Hi, I'm Catherine from MethICU, and I want to share a Bible verse that I really love, and it's Psalm 113, verse 1-3, and it says, praise the Lord, you his servants, praise the name of the Lord. Let the name of the Lord be praised, both now and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to the place where it sets, the name of the Lord is to be praised. This to me shows that no matter what is happening around us, we should always praise the Lord in both the highs and the lows of our lives.
And the song she has picked to go along with that is a Keith and Kirsten Getty song, Come People of the Risen King.
Rejoice, rejoice, let every tongue rejoice. One.
Thanks to Catherine for that one there. Keith and Kirsten Geddy, come people of the risen King. Of course, from here, I believe Kirsten went to school in Ballyclare, just up the road from me here, and they're now residing in Nashville. What a life. I do love Nashville, to be fair. So next up then, we are going to do the draw for our competition. We started off last Sunday and give you until lunchtime today, Sunday, and to get your answers in. So we've had a flurry of good answers, and some right, some wrong, but thank you to those that submitted. We've Colin Reynolds there, Sarah, Karen Williamson, Robert Watson, Christine Houston, the Websters, two of them as well, so they're another good chance, aren't they? Like two of them from the same family as well. That was on Facebook, Instagram, Susan McDowell as well. So we have a hat, and I'll get it down here. I'm a bit far away. There we go. And we have a hat. All the paper is in the hat. There it is. And I've got a glamorous assistant here. My wife, Emma, is going to come in. Come on ahead there, Emma. Hello. Oh, there she comes. Come on. Oh, bend down a bit. You'll be out of shot there. I think come over a bit. Oh, there's Georgia as well. Look, there she is, our independent adjudicator. Okay. Well, get a bit of paper. I wonder, can Georgia do it?
I think she probably.
Is she going to get one? Has she picked one? Oh, hold on. She's got, drop that. She's got two. Okay, let's go again. Let's go again, Georgia. Oh. 9-month-old doing her first appearance live. Well, not live. We're over pre-record right now, aren't we? Oh, we've got a bit of paper. Good work, Georgia. Okay, here we go. And our winner is Robert Watson. Robert Watson, you've won yourself a brand new Rend album right out there about the end of March. So it's our latest one. Send us in your address and we will get that in the post to you. In case you're wondering the answer then, who fell out of the window in the Bible and died and why? And Colin Diane Reynolds, she sent me in the answer, along with a portion of the scripture which is found, which makes it handy for me right now. So Anna Young, that's found in Acts chapter 20, verses 9 to 12. And a young man named Eutychus, sitting at the window, sank into a deep sleep as Paul talked still longer. Many congregationalists about the place would say, here they go, they're still going. And being overcome by sleep, he fell down from the third story and was taken up dead. But Paul went down and bent over him, and taking him in his arms and said, do not be alarmed, for his life is in him. And when Paul had gone up and had broken bread and eaten, he conversed with him a long while until daybreak, and so departed. And they took the youth away alive and were not a little comforted. There you are. Well done. We will be trying another competition next week. I can't afford this every week, but we'll try maybe another one next week and see how we go. So well done, Robert. You are our winner on that one. And fire us in your details and we'll get that out to you in the post. Next up then, a classic hymn. This is Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing. It's from Hilary Scott, who is the lead singer in Lady Antebellum. But she brought out a gospel album back in 2016 with her and her mom and dad and family. So Hilary Scott and the Scott family, this is Come Thou Fount.
Come thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet, sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mount I'm fixed upon it, mount of thy redeeming love. Here I raise mine Ebenezer, hither by thy help I come, and I hope by thy good pleasure safely to arrive at home. Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God. He to rescue me from danger interposed his precious blood. Blood. heart, oh, take and seal it for thy courts above.
Definitely. Don't forget, an audio recording of the stream will be available on the Eternity Socials website and on Spotify, TuneIn, and Apple Podcasts app.
Up-to-date version there of an old school hymn. There is a fountain, and the band behind this version are the Citizens. Off their 2015 album, Join the Triumph. It was a toss-up, really. I had that version. I had a version as well by Willie Nelson, of all people. But if you want to hear that one and more sort of country gospel stuff, get on to our Spotify channel, or you can get it on TuneIn and Google and Apple Podcasts. And if you scroll back a couple of episodes, there is a country gospel special. So if you're into that sort of thing, go and have a listen to that. You will definitely be blessed. Some great country gospel stuff out there, and we'll maybe play a bit more of that sort of stuff a little bit more down the line. Next up then, we are going to hear from our second and final member of Methody CU, and this is Sophie Jones and what she had to say to us.
Hi, I'm Sophie. I have just finished Upper Sixth at Methody, and I've absolutely loved being part of our school CU. Something that I've been reading and learning from recently is from John chapter 3, whenever John the Baptist is baptizing and his disciples come to him and tell him that there's someone else and everyone's going to see him, and that's Jesus. And usually whenever the response would be competition, because they're both baptizing the people in the same area, two men doing the same thing, it's like competition. But John's response reminds us that God's glory is what matters more. His immediate response, "He must become greater, I must become less," is a reminder that God's glory is more than his own. And in our lives, that should be so true. Our lives should not be about us. We shouldn't do everything for ourselves, but actually, in everything we do, we should do it for God's name and for God's glory. And that also reminded me of Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. "I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercy of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect." I love this idea that our everyday, ordinary lives should be an offering to God. Our bodies and our lives should be a living sacrifice, and everything we do should be for God and for his glory. A song I've been enjoying that goes along with this is called "More Like Jesus" by Passion. And in the chorus it says, "If more of you means less of me, take everything. All of you is all I need. Take everything." Jesus is all we need, and every single thing we do in our lives should be for his glory, not for ours. And I think that's something so important to remember, that the everyday ordinary things can all be done for God's glory. He must increase, I must decrease.
All of you is all that I need.
have a lot of great music out there. Go and check them out. Passion, it's a big conference that takes place in America, and all the worship from it is recorded every year, and some amazing artists take part in it, and some amazing songs. And even to listen, you know, like a live album sometimes can be a bit dreary because you're not really there with it all, but I think there's so much energy in their albums, and you're really blessed by listening to what is in them. So go and check them out. Passion, they've been going for years and years, and a lot of good stuff out there. So next week, what have we got to look forward to, God willing? Next week then, we are having the guys from Salt Factory Sports taking over. They're another sports outreach organization. We've been booked by them to do socials here and there, and they do a lot at New Horizon and likes of Summer Madness. They use sport to create evangelism opportunities and disciple Christian athletes to be the salt and light in their chosen sport. Go and check them out online, Salt Factory Sports. You'll get them on Facebook, and looking forward to having Chris and the guys taking part next week. We probably have time then for about two more songs before I wrap this one up for today. This next one coming up here is from Caleb and Kelsey, and it is a bit of a mashup. It's 10,000 Reasons and then What a Beautiful Name. I love their voices and their harmonies. Strip back tunes, it's lovely.
The sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the
voices, Caleb and Kelsey there, and that brings us up to well, near enough 45 minutes. We've one more song left to play, but before I play that, well, I was thinking this is the end of this podcast or this stream or this recording. It will be available on Spotify, and this is actually our 13th live recording, and it got me thinking about the world that we live in. When people are building houses, I don't know if it's still the done thing, but whenever developers are building houses in around developments, you know, or estates, whatever drive or avenue or square that they're on at the time, traditionally they would leave out house number 13 because it wouldn't sell, because people believe that 13 was an unlucky number. I was sitting in work on Friday. This weekend I've been doing a bit of country music DJing, I suppose, for the Farmers Bash guys. They're doing a live drive-in thing over in Ballymena, and I was polishing, as you do in work, I was polishing my cowboy boots. I have a set of cowboy boots, and it's no secret that I like country music, but I was polishing my cowboy boots. I had them sitting on the bench in work, and the guy across the desk from me said to me, "Oh, you're not doing that. It's unlucky to have your boots on the table." And I'd never heard that in my life before. But, you know, it's crazy the superstitions that people have, you know, not walking under ladders. Or I never heard that about the boots. He has a tree in his garden. It's called a monkey puzzle tree, a weird shape of a tree. And apparently if you cut that down, it's unlucky as well. And there's the people believe in fairy bushes. And I think this is crazy. If I seen a ladder, I would walk underneath it just to make a point, you know. But, you know, people believe in all these wee superstitions and things, but yet people question the very existence of God. Like, if you look at this world out the window, normally this is at night time, so it's pretty bright out there right now, but it's raining away. That's Northern Ireland for you. But, like, beyond the rain, you know, you can see blue skies, you can see trees, you can see the clouds, and this whole place, you know, it's hard to believe. Like, scientists say it came from a big bang, but how can you not believe that there's some divine creator behind all this? You know, this is not purely by chance. You know, scientists tell us as well. Of course, there's lots of science to make us go in awe of what God has done. Like, if the earth was tilted 1 degree more one way, or more 1 degree more the other way, we would either be too hot to live or too cold to survive, you know. And this is the very hand of creation that we rest in. Each and every breath that we take comes from the Lord. And these superstitions and things, and the people believe this, but yet they question God, and that bewilders me. That light went out there and back on. This is, that rain there is torrential. But it really makes me wonder, like, how can people do that? But when we have this creation in front of us and the Bible in our hand, and like the amount of people that have set out to disprove the Bible and have ended up being followers and believers of God. And those of us that already believe, you know, we have our eyes opened, we haven't been blinded to these things, and we are so thankful for that miracle of salvation. And today, tonight, whenever you're listening to this, if you're not already a follower of Christ, then why not just put that trust in there? It is a faith. We have to have faith in Christ, and although we can't see him, we believe and we know that he's there. Why not do that and have that blessed assurance that Jesus is yours? Going to finish off, I said it was our 13th podcast or a stream or recording, whatever you want to call it, and I thought I'd finish off with the very first track that we played back in Good Sunday, Easter Sunday, and it is a City of Light song. It's called Jesus is Alive, because he is alive. He died, he rose again, so that we can have that life, and that life to the full, that peace that passes understanding, and that assurance, and that sense of safety in his arms, that should this scene of time pass, or should he come back, that we will be absent from the body and present with the Lord. Thank you for listening. Sorry this time it's not live, but hopefully you've enjoyed the music. We will be back, God willing, next week with the Salt Factory Sports Guys live from 8:30 on the Eternity Socials Facebook page.
There is now a hope that lasts beyond our days. For the one that once was buried lives again. Now the tomb is bare and empty, and the stone is rolled away. Praise the risen one who overcame the grave. Oh, you broken hearted, oh, you worn and weak, come find living. Wanting something more, find the reason, King.
hallelujah. We overcome, oh, in Jesus, oh, in Jesus, hallelujah. Death is undone, hallelujah. Jesus has won, hallelujah. We overcome, oh, in Jesus, oh, in Jesus, hallelujah. Death is undone, hallelujah. Jesus has won, hallelujah. We overcome, oh, in Jesus, oh, in Jesus. Let there be dancing in the darkness, and let our song break through the night. Lift your voice and sing that Christ is King, for Jesus is alive. Let there be dancing in the darkness, and let our song break through the night. Lift your voice and sing that Christ is King, for Jesus is alive. Lift your voice and sing that Christ is King, for Jesus is alive.
Wrapping up then this latest recording. Not a live stream tonight, but a recording. City of Light. Jesus is alive. Gonna finish with a word of prayer, and then we'll have a little assistant as well, taking it right up to the end. And we played it a few weeks ago and got him to record the Lord's Prayer, but my little boy James, we'll get him to do that again as well. But I'll finish and then we'll lead into that. So thank you very much. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you have been patient. I know it's not as exciting maybe streamed or pre-recorded. It's a bit more lonely for me, for I love the interaction with you guys and the song suggestions, but hopefully next week we will get back to normal. It would be very good to have your company, your input, and of course your support as well. I really appreciate it. So let's finish with a word of prayer. Dear God, we thank you, Lord, for once again coming here and sharing these encouraging songs and words. We thank you for everyone that gets involved in our streams, and for the Scripture Unions or the CUs, Lord, around the country, that help students, Lord, prepare their life towards you, for outreach in their school or their educational communities, that they maybe are light in dark places, Lord. Where young folk are so easily led in one way or another, that you can be a beacon of hope, a beacon of rest, and a beacon of support to them. As they finish school and move on to bigger education, where many, many ideas and different demographics come into one place, Lord, we pray you'll help them in their walk. Keep that walk straight and parallel with you. Help them to cling steadfast to that solid rock that is Jesus Christ. And we also pray for the guys at Salt Factory Sports, as we hear from them next week. A charity, Lord, that is centered around going out and sharing with people in sporting activities, Lord, that through this lockdown has been tough for them, but they still have that vision, that gumption, and that up, that thing inside that wants them to go out and share and support you. We just pray for everyone that's tuned in or listened for the week ahead, Lord, that you'll be with us every step of the way. Help us to keep our eyes fixed upon Jesus, and just bless us for having this time together. And in the prayer that Jesus taught us to say,
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, hallowed be thy will, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and give us our trespasses, and we lose trespasses against us. At least not enough in the shirt. For lead us for evil, for goodness, kingdom, for glory, forever, ever. Amen. Okay.
Young James, thank you very much for that. There's nothing more innocent, or nothing more simple and straightforward than a child's faith. And although we're teaching them things of scriptures, of course, the big decision, you know, to be following Christ is entirely up to him. Whenever he understands, and that's revealed to him. But you know, there's nothing more heartwarming than hearing a child's voice. Praying, an honest prayer. He sits in his wee cot and he says a wee prayer at night before he goes to sleep, and it's just The things the wee things he prays for, and it comes up in his own mind. It's amazing. But thank you very much, guys. All being well, God willing, we'll be back to normal next week. And if you have any requests, any shout outs you want to get in before then, any song requests, of course, suggest them, get them on through our Facebook mail, Instagram mail, or Sunday night stream at eternitysocials.com. Thank you, and God bless.
Enjoying the music? Definitely. Don't forget, an audio recording of the stream will be available on the Eternity Socials website and on Spotify, TuneIn, and Apple Podcasts app.